The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com. Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan's View, the show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers, and we won't be talking to any crew chiefs. In fact, when we do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So hold on to your cup holder. We're not afraid to express our opinion. In fact, it is what we do best. Today's show is NASCAR at Sonoma. Jimmy Johnson dominates and wins, but I can't wait for Loudon. Jimmy Johnson dominated the Toyota Save Mark 350, at the end was gifted the race by Marcus Ambrose's mistake, and took home the win for the number 48 Hendrick team at Sonoma. Even though Ambrose seemed to have the race in control during the last laps, his shutting off his engine to conserve fuel for the possibility of green-white checkers at the final caution cost him the race. He simply couldn't get it started going uphill and came to a stop, dropping him to starting 7th on the restart. It was a shock to all who watched, but also shows just how much the possibility of green-white checkers has entered into every decision during the late race cautions. To this fan, it was a real shame to have that happen to the guy that would have definitely won, especially with the way it appeared the race was going to finish. Unfortunately, he couldn't blend in until Casey Kane in the number 9 went by, and that put him out of contention for the final laps, even though he did finish 6th. As I stated in the earlier special edition this week, the Sonoma road course on this day was a lot like a short track race, and it was inevitable, in my opinion, that tempers were going to become inflamed by the end. The aggressive driving started early, and although it did wane a bit in the middle, at the end there was a whole lot of bumping going on. In the final quarter of the race, one of the most aggressive drivers was, maybe not so surprisingly, Jeff Gordon. His apparent frustration with his finishes this year seemed to surface as he made it onto what I like to call the return the favor list of several drivers. We don't know for sure that something will happen at Loudon this coming weekend between all of the possibilities, but unfortunately for Jeff, again in this fan's opinion, is going to have to be looking over his shoulder for a while. That is, unless he can soothe some of the feathers he's ruffled at Sonoma. I know it sounds funny talking about Jeff Gordon being so aggressive as to look like he was a little out of control, but the facts speak for themselves. He was. He admitted after the race he wasn't proud of some of the things he did during the race, and although he was going to try and soothe things over, he didn't expect Martin Truex Jr. to be very receptive. He went on to say he expected and deserved some payback from him somewhere along the way in the near future. He will also be looking out for a little payback from more than Truex. From this fan's observations of the end of the race, Elliott Sadler, Clint Bowyer, and Kurt Busch are going to be looking for an opportunity to upset one or more of his days in the near future, too. Jeff Gordon wasn't the only one making waves on the track. Some names that come to mind quickly would be A.J. Allmendinger and Juan Pablo Montoya, even though I know there were others. Allmendinger caused the first mix-up early in the race, involving himself, Jamie McMurray, and Kyle Busch. He and Jamie managed to finish 13th and 15th respectively, but Kyle finished 34 laps down in 39th position. Montoya was aggressive on the day also and took Joey Logano out of the possible top 15 finish and put him back in 33rd. He was as aggressive as anyone at the end and finished a somewhat disappointing 10th, at least for him, on a road course. One of the drivers that stands out in my mind over the last several weeks would be Denny Hamlin. He has won an impressive 5 races this year and has hardly done anything but whine since Martinsville. He's whined about his teammate and endured a little in return, complained about NASCAR and how they throw cautions for debris and other things to tighten the race at the end. I just don't know. It makes this fan wonder if he is whining while things are looking pretty good for him. What will it be like if his luck changes and things go against him a little bit? Oh, I know he'll suck it up and move on, but I can't help but think we'll have to endure even more whining along the way. I will say one thing, though. He needs to work a little harder on his road course program. Oh, well, with all of the adrenaline that was flowing at the end of the race at Sonoma, I just can't wait to get to racing on the flat track at Loudon this coming weekend. guess we'll find out just how much was just talk when we get there. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time right here at NASCAR Fans View for Just a Fan's View of NASCAR Racing. That's the show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, PCN Productions. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week. Hi, everybody. My name is Rusty Norman, probably better known to you as Podcast Norm. I'm the voice behind the face you don't often see. I just wanted to take a moment or two to tell you about the music you hear on this podcast and others I make. We all know that music makes it better, and the music I use is from Mike Stewart and it is called TBT, Two Buck Themes. Not only is it good royalty-free music, but it is very affordable. How much is it, did you say? Just $2 a theme, 5 themes at a time. I use it almost exclusively, except for the things I write myself. If you make audio or video productions and want to make them better, give Two Buck Themes a try. I know you won't be disappointed. Yeah, I'm an affiliate of Mike's, and I will make a little off of what you buy, but once you hear and use them for yourself, I think you'll feel the same way I do about them. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time.